Welcome back, folks. We are joined by Emily Stack, Executive Director of Moms for America Action. We're going to talk about vaping and vapes that are available to our kids. Emily, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me.
So, Emily, this continues to be a persistent problem. We read about it, daily, weekly. There's not a story or a study that reveals that this is just not good. And we allow people to market it to children. We entice them. How do we get our hands around this issue, and where do we go from here?
Well, currently, it's a bigger issue, I think, than a lot of people realize, because we're looking at maybe like 80% of all vapes in the U.S. are from China here illegally. So that's something that's not FDA approved. We have no idea what's in the contents of these vapes. They're colorful, they're fun. Some of them even look like games and have like childlike flavors that, I'm not saying birthday cake specifically, but something of, that nature that wouldn't appeal to you or me. But it is something that's appealing to children. So they're marketing specifically towards our children, and it's getting into their hands, and they are like, they're facing serious health repercussions from this.
So how do we get our hand? How does this enter the country? How are we not able to deal with it, with this issue?
So a lot of these, and some of these are actually getting into like vape shops, and I don't know specifically how, like, if it's coming through like on the black market as far as like what the shipments or what, but they're ending up in the communities and the vape shops, less than reasonable places that you're going to normally find good communities. And they're just kind of, I don't know if the children are like getting them in the schools from each other or where in that nature, but there's so many of them that even like normal adults are able to get their hands on them as well. And they might not know, because the FDA only has about 45 approved vape products specifically. So any normal adult could also be smoking these and not even know and face health consequences themselves.
And they're approved by the FDA. So if they're not approved by the FDA, then they're otherwise illegal, right?
Correct. That's, and like I said, it's about 80% of them are not.
So obviously we know that President Trump heads to China this week. One might ask, should this topic, is it important enough to be on the menu of conversation with Xi Jinping?
Most certainly, because not only is China trying to like push something that they themselves would not even approve in their own country, like they say it's a health risk, but they're dumping it here. So it's also a financial thing for them. Like, it's a national security thing. They're making $213 billion in the tobacco industry, and they have a national defense budget of $214 billion. So they're making quite a good buck on us, and it's coming at the cost of our children.
So also, when we think about the FDA, I don't know if you saw this, but Marty McCarry, and I'm not sure what he's done relative to illegal vaping here in this country, but he just resigned moments ago. So here we have, again, uncertainty as to the leadership of the FDA, which is the enforcement people that need to step up to do something here, right?
Right. And they had recently started Operation Vape Trail, which was meant to help crack down on this. But he was kind of the holdup on the $200 million that Congress had allotted to the FDA to help with this crackdown. So I'm not sure what the next steps will be, but there's money waiting to help with this, help crack down on this issue.
And I would imagine there's a healthy percentage that we should be able to catch through the traditional importation that has to happen, going through customs and everything else, right? I mean, I know we're not going to get it all. I know that it comes into the country through some other illegal channels, but some of this, I have to imagine, is coming right through our front door.
Right. It's definitely possible. Considering we have so many American smokers in the U.S., it's easy. Like, there's basically, it's one of those things. There's a market, and so someone's going to look to provide for the market, and it's not always going to be the best of terms, and it's always not going to be the healthiest either. So we just really need to be more vigilant.
In what you're doing, I mean, have there been studies done on some of these vaping products coming from China, and what are the ingredients that we're finding in them that's problematic for us?
I'm not familiar with what ingredients are specifically in them, but my understanding is, at least from different case studies, that they are highly more addictive. I had one mother reach out to us in our group who had said that she'd had a like pre-adolescent individual in the family, maybe a nephew of sorts, who had gotten his hands on one of these. And it had been found out that it was not like a FDA-approved vape. Regardless, children should not be smoking. But he got his hand on it, and he had breathing issues. And like, they had to take him to the hospital. So it, just from the case studies alone, these are appearing to be highly, like, much more, you know, toxic to the human body.
So what do y'all, what can parents and local leaders actually do? I mean, obviously education is the key. The more that we can highlight this, the more that we can bring to the forefront, I guess, you know, these issues and the challenges and the dangers.
Well, it always, as you said, comes from education. So long as we're educating each other, the community, talking to our local legislators. Right now we have the federal side. There is money for this. They have been working around the country to do more busts on it. But we need to be contacting and communicating with our local legislators to work and do state registries so that we can know which ones are FDA approved and which ones are not. This helps local law enforcement. This helps with local shop providers. And it helps with parents as well and individual adults who are buyers. Just so we can keep an eye out for the, you know, the contraband that's coming in and be able to be, you know, individual community whistleblowers. But yeah, making sure we're educating. It's all about education.
Now, you guys, I'm sure, provide some guidance. So where can parents and folks go to learn more about this challenge?
If they go to momsforamericaaction.com, we currently have a petition running. It's a banner that's running across the top. If they sign the petition, we're taking that and we're making sure we can get it to you know, local elected officials, federal officials, just let them see, like, hey, this is an issue. Our parents are concerned. We want more vision on this and more action on this. So go there for more information and sign the petition at momsforamericaaction.com.
All righty. Well, thank you so much for joining us, Emily Stack, Executive Director of Moms for America Action. And if you go to momsforamericaaction.com, there's a petition there that they're sending to try and get a brighter light on this challenge in dealing with the importation of these vaping units from China that, as Emily just pointed out, in China, their folks can't get any of these products, which is interesting in and of itself. And we wonder why we find ourselves in the predicament that we are in. Thank you so much for joining us, Emily Stack. We really appreciate it.
Thank you so much.
It's Emily Stack, Executive Director of Moms for America Action. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line. We've got some time to go to the phone lines. Give us a shout on any topic. We'll be right back.